sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play. Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Tonight, it's game on as the bowl season tips off on WGN Sports.
That's what I'm talking about, Bob!
The only place you'll hear Neil and Stacy with the hometown call. Bulls, Knicks, the season opener. Tonight at 6:30 on WGN-TV.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
How did I get here? Dumb luck? Or good decisions? About marriage? Children? Money? About tomorrow?
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
White Sox, Cubs, and Blackhawks, we cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
It's just past 3 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves host Rockford next Saturday as a part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. After reading the four-paragraph, 463-word NFL statement on Deflategate, that investigation is ongoing, and I've done you a favor. I'm going to sum it up in one sentence. When new information is discovered, the NFL will make it public. Now let's go on to the White Sox. Manager Robin Ventura just told reporters something that we had first here on Mully and Hanley this morning regarding the vacant captain spot left by Paul Konerko.
In baseball, you don't just stick a C on somebody. I think it's earned, and it's... has a little longevity to it. I think traditionally you have to have a guy that's been there a while that's earned it. You know, Paulie didn't get it right away. Yep. He kind of evolved into it. And, you know, this year I don't see myself naming somebody a captain.
The rejuvenated Ventura can be heard full at mullyandhanley.com. General manager Rick Hahn then detailed the Sox execution of their 5-year plan with Spiegel and Rosner. That could be heard at SpiegelandManley.com. Sox Fest begins tonight. Our very own Lawrence Holmes will broadcast from there, and we're going to broadcast throughout the weekend from there as well. Cubs and newly acquired center fielder Dexter Fowler avoided arbitration. Fowler will make $9.5 million this year. The Dallas Mavericks have been on fire, especially on defense, since acquiring point guard Rajon Rondo from the Celtics on December 18th. Since then, the Mavericks have held their opponents to 99.4 points per 100 possessions. That improved nearly 6 points with the acquisition of Rondo. Tonight, they host the Chicago Bulls, tip at 7. Captain Sirius will draft his NHL All-Star team tonight. Patrick Kane is an assistant captain on the opposing team. All-star festivities this weekend are in Columbus. Look at DePaul. The Blue Demons beat a ranked team for the first time since 2008 last night here on the score. 64-60 over Seton Hall, and now they share a lead in the Big East at 5-2. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rockin' Refuel, available in the Dairy Case at Jewel Osco. With Auto Trader, you never have to start your search over. You can save it and pick it back up on any device. So start your search on your tablet one day and keep searching on your phone the next. That way you can find your perfect car wherever and whenever you want. Visit autotrader.com today. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Libertyville, libertyautocity.com.
Coors and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
15 years on the score.
Hey, more importantly, though, there was news that happened after the show was over yesterday.
There was.
One of the most talked about assistant coaches on the Bears staff the last 2 years, defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Mel Tucker.
They have officially parted ways.
See Mel Tucker signaling in that to their defense. I mean, if Mel Tucker isn't the epitome of a defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, I don't know what is.
With the game hanging on it, Rodgers gets out, floats it.
The defensive team that started the season was a Mel Tucker coach defense.
You know, Mel Tucker, his focus has been on teaching the fundamentals.
Only the Jaguars have allowed more yards on the ground than the Bears this season. Tavon Austin, he will take it all the way for a Rams touchdown, 65 yards.
On third down and 11. Wide open, busted coverage, Jordy Nelson. Touchdown, Packers. 73-yard touchdown on third and 11.
This is downright embarrassing. This is a proud franchise that's being humiliated here tonight.
Sometimes I sit in meetings where, you know, while coaches are talking, and sometimes the words kind of just phase out, and I'm just staring at the screen. And the only thing that I can tell is the time. I can see the time, like, dang, we still got 55 minutes left.
Very emotional right now on the Bears sideline. Mel Tucker in tears hugging Jeremiah Ratliff.
A Bear defense. Ooh, boy.
We were disappointed because we didn't feel like we got the job done.
And that's that.
It's so hard to say goodbye to
Mel Tucker.
Boars and Bernstein.
Oh, boy.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Beautifully done. 306 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boars of Bernstein talking to you at 312-644-6767 and just hitting various things, messing around. Why not? Mel Tucker. Yeah, there are people. I there's some things in sports you can't figure out, but there are still people who felt like the Bears had him on staff.
I know.
I mean,
he technically was, but he wasn't. Now, speaking of which, I continue and I will not rest until I can put this to bed completely. There was one indication I got. Somebody said this, and I said, oh, please tell me that's not true.
All right.
He said, don't rule out Charlie Weiss as quarterback's coach.
Okay.
Because right now, Matt Kavanaugh is still the quarterback's coach.
That's true.
So I'm thinking, first of all, oh, God, no. That ego in that position, asking him to do the actual work in that room? No. So at the moment, I'm not hearing of any other quarterback coach candidates.
I haven't really asked, but, you know, generally the papers have a little some a name here. Some, you know, they're mentioned, but they haven't. I haven't seen a word.
And maybe, in fact, they do feel that Matt Kavanaugh would be worth keeping. Right?
Yeah, I just wonder about that. How many times does a guy that's in that position, which is, you know, whatever you make of it, but keep his job when this happens, when the house has been cleaned? How many guys survived that?
I'm not sure. It's happened.
But yeah, I'm not saying he's a bad coach. I don't think he is. I don't think he is. But I don't know what he thinks of this.
I'm not sure what Adam Gase thinks of what he wants there. But I wanted to put away even the faintest possibility that Charlie Weiss thing could be real.
Would he take a quarterback's coach job? Remember, doesn't need the money.
Depends how desperate he is. I don't know. I can't.
Unless he's eaten $25 million. I mean,
well, he would be good.
I don't know what he's done, but I mean, again, he doesn't have to.
In Hammond, Indiana, here's Dan on the score. Hi, Dan.
Hi. I got a two-part question, really, but let me set it up.
I tune in as a sports fan. I listen because I like sports, and you guys are supposed to talk about
We're the
sports.
Wrong show for that.
Okay.
Well, you know that we're the wrong show for that.
For sports?
Well, if you really like it that much, then yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me give you my question then. Does anything outrage you as a sports fan when you watch sports as the sport is conducted, as the players play? Does anything outrage you? I mean, their play can't outrage me as a husband or a man,
right?
But as a sports fan, it can outrage me.
Well, when I say outrage, during a game, during a Bears game especially, I'm a screaming meatball idiot.
Okay.
I'm shouting, I'm slamming the remote down, I'm throwing pillows at my kid. And then when the game is over, it's over. But as far as understanding, what bothers me, Dan, and I can only answer for myself, what bothers me is when there is something very serious that coincides with what we do in sports, and somebody will say, well, this really puts all this in perspective. And my belief is, if you needed that, if you need something awful or something incredibly serious to happen to reset your perspective, you're doing it wrong. And I try to go into it outside of maybe just watching the games themselves, which are, it's fun to get lost in it emotionally sometimes. I try to make sure and work very hard to try to not lose that. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Can I give you my second part?
Sure.
Go ahead. But I'm going to tell you this, that I don't think, you know, I don't think outrage measures the trueness of anything, actually. I don't. I think the outrage in this is just horribly misplaced.
I think cheating can be outrageous. As a sports fan, cheating in my favorite sport can be outrageous. Now, so things that happened in society, things that these players do in their personal lives, they affect how you evaluate the game. They affect how you interpret their play on the game.
Not necessarily.
You keep one from the other.
If you're evaluating their play, that's different than evaluating them.
Well, it seems like you confuse or combine the two. You say, okay, well, come on, not inflating balls enough, that's not a big deal. Come on, this guy beat his wife. Or, cheating.
But that's my point about what makes you angry. Somebody getting away, a league essentially signing off on a guy beating his wife makes me very, very angry.
As a human being.
Well, sure. That's what I am. I'm not a lounge chair.
Yeah, I think that your outrage is just, if you're outraged at this.
As a sports fan.
Yeah, as a sport, well, then you're really out of step, man. I mean, as a sports fan, you're outraged about something like this. You understand all this stuff goes on, right? Just because you don't know about it doesn't mean it doesn't happen, right?
I didn't know it was widespread cheating. No, I didn't.
You don't.
No, I mean, there's a particular kind of sports fan outrage that can be couched in sports fandom that we can talk on a sports radio station about being outraged as sports fans. And we don't have to say, well, look, let's put it in perspective.
No, that's my point, is you don't have to say it because you never lose that perspective because you don't have some kind of sports outrage that's different from regular outrage.
I think if you're getting outraged at sporting events,
I don't.
Yeah, here's what I think. Since I don't get outraged at any of it, like he does on none of Bears meatball fan and all that.
That's phony?
Yeah, that's phony. To have some level of sports outrage as opposed to a level of regular outrage just outside of a game hearing.
Don't you turn off your meatball attitude once the game is turned off on TV?
Because the game's over.
Then do you go on with your dinner with your wife, like, come on, put the food on the table? You turn it off. But we can talk on sports radio back in your meathead.
No, not on this show. That's not what we do.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think
there are shows that do that.
Outraged at sporting events is really, I think, something you need to see a professional for. That's where I'm at on it. It's a game. I mean, you know, there's so many things that go around this league and other leagues that do outrage you and should outrage you. There's all sorts of stuff that you could actually feel outraged about and be honest about. But to feel outraged like some of these people do, and I don't know if they're being real about it. I can't say for sure. Guys who are writing and broadcasting, I can't say for sure if that outrage is real. But if you feel that kind of outrage over a sporting event, boy, I'm all for enjoying it and doing whatever you want to do and all that stuff. But a sense of outrage over this as compared to what's going on. You know, the sport is supposed to be something you enjoy. Not a place to feel bad or be outraged by something stupid. Save your outrage for something that's worth it.
In Cedar Lake, this is Matt. He's on the score.
Hi, guys. Trying to get you off the speaker here. I just had a question. Do I sound okay? I can't get you off speaker for some reason.
All right, go ahead.
I was just curious, does the Players Association have anything to say about when they take draft picks away from somebody? Isn't that via the domino effect costing somebody their job somewhere down the road? The guy that would have been drafted after Mr. Irrelevant, if they cost them two draft picks, there's two jobs gone.
Well, the guy could still have a job, but you don't have to be drafted to have a job.
But you don't get paid the same.
No, but I don't think so, because you're not changing the number of available jobs.
Yeah, okay, I was just curious.
Yeah. Okay, all right. The 815 says, I currently have fast food outrage. My shake sucked. If we're going to have compartmentalized outrage, we have to really remember which specific kind of subset of outrage we're in at any given moment.
Yeah, I think that maybe it's because I'm older or whatever, but I've sort of learned to get past. I mean, I did it for a long time. Covered games, was around it all the time for 20 years, and it never really, I always did it from the professional eye, not necessarily a fan's eye when I did it, and that's the way I always did my job, not through the eyes of the fan, through my eyes. Just no side and no favorite side, no nothing. Just write what you see and what you feel. And if you look around today, there's a lot of stuff to be mad about. And if you want to be mad about that, that's, there's plenty to find, but it's just not going to be a sporting event. It's just not.
Because there's no point.
I mean, to me, there isn't. I mean, to others, I'm not saying, I'm not telling you how to live your life. I'm just telling you for me or Dan, you're gonna find outrage over a sporting event unless there's somebody murdered. I doubt it.
At the sporting event.
Yeah, right. I doubt it.
In Joliet, this is Patrick on WSCR.
All right. We know about Dr. Death and a dumb crew. Okay. Now, in saying that, what player, after that bye week, the players got dumber, okay? Like, our cornerback, the first-round pick, has he got dumber, and can he overcome some of the dumbness went on and bad coaching? And who?
Yes.
Else?
Yeah, short answer, of course.
Yeah, why not?
I think that's why you did all this. If you can't, what was the point of doing all this, right? I mean, I think it's the whole idea, this idea of changing a culture. And it's not just a cultural deal. It's actual football that's going on. That's actual guys who are going to give them more and better information about how to do their jobs. This defense is better the moment Vic Fangio wrote his name on a contract. That very moment, the defense got better. His defenses are better than other people's defenses.
Yeah. I wouldn't look at it one way or the other too harshly on Kyle Fuller. I would see what happens now when there's a real defensive coordinator, there's a real head coach, there's a lot of people who understand the game and have done it for a long time, not 15 minutes, and can hold a team's attention and will hold it and will have the locker room. See what he does then. I mean, wipe your slate clean on all these bad Bears players. You might find that some of them aren't bad. Some of them you might find still bad. You might well find that. But don't judge anything, what you've seen in the past necessarily, unless it's like Cutler. Yeah, that's not going to happen. But some of the younger players, we're going to see now. You'll actually get, in my opinion, a very close look to see if they're any good or not with these guys coaching. With these guys coaching, you'll get a better idea.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. Second half, bottom of the hour. We got a bunch of stuff we got to get to, a whole list of things, and we will. You got the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Deflategate could not be going any better for the Seahawks. While the Patriots are getting smashed for cheating, the Hawks are just laying in the weeds, staying down, and getting healthy and not saying a single thing. Well, until now, nickel corner Jeremy Lane had this to say about Rob Gronkowski.
I actually don't think he's that good. I mean, he's okay, but, you know, he do have a big body, and from what I've seen on tape, he don't like his, like, your hands being put on him.
Gronk's not that good? That is the worst thing I've heard from a Nickelback since Nickelback. First question for Jeremy Lane. Who are you? Because I think you're a dude who has 53 tackles for his career, cracking on a guy who's got 54 touchdowns. He has more TDs than you do tackles, my man. You would best hope that Earl and Cam are there to help you back up the nonsense that is flying out of your pie hole, Jeremy. I'm Jim Rome.
Time. Apple Chevy in Tinley Park on 159th Street is offering 1.9% APR financing on select late model certified pre-owned vehicles. Get details and shop their entire pre-driven inventory at applechevy.com.
You're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
The highway, a strip of asphalt to carry you between points A and B. But in an all-new 2015 Mercedes-Benz GLA, there is no point B. Because when you're driving a GLA for Mercedes-Benz, you're not concerned with the destination, only the adventure. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see the world differently in a GLA 250 4MATIC.
Tomorrow.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Sons of Liberty, history's new scripted drama.
Hand over the traitor Samuel Adams and John Hancock.
The untold story of a group of rebels.
These are our streets!
Who brought an empire to its knees.
These people are asking for a war. We're going to give them one.
Let's show them what we're made of.
Fire!
A three-night special event, Sons of Liberty. Premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on History.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12-8-14. Voter prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
A
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone, yeah. It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary, don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
325 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boris Zabrisky, we'll be doing the second half in just a moment. There's some stuff. Oh, boy. Whew. A lot of stuff last night. A lot of stuff going on. We'll try to cover as much of it as we can, at least the stuff that caught my eye.
Grabbing some calls ahead of that. This is Dan. He's calling from his car. He's on The Score. Hello.
Hello, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I had a comment. I wanted to get your feedback on a couple players in the Bears and how they fit into with the new regime. First off, John Bostic, one of the ESPN guys had a little thing about where each of the players would fit in if it was a 3-4 defense. And I was thinking about it. To me, he doesn't seem like he seems like a kind of a terrible fit as a 3-4 linebacker. He might have the most talent of any of the linebackers on the roster now, but he doesn't seem to have the bulk to be an inside linebacker, and hasn't shown any ability to rush the passer. So I wonder I know that he's been a friend of the show, but I wonder what you guys think about how he would fit in.
No, I think he can be an inside backer. I think anybody who can run like that can have an NFL linebacker position.
You're right. He is not going to be on the outside rushing the passer.
Right. And I'm not saying it's ideal, but I'm not ready to write him off, especially with the trust that we should have in a new defensive coaching staff.
Yeah.
That's exactly the question. There's going to be some ill-fitting pieces, depending on what they want to do. But Fangio's flexible. He's not going to be stupid.
Yeah, and at first he may, you know, I think the way it's set up now, unless there's some kind of a miracle, I mean, you're going to have a whole lot of pieces that don't fit in very well. So he's going to have to coach the hell out of it this year. But yeah, there's certain guys that you want to see in certain positions. But John, and whether I don't really think he's a friend, I don't think he likes us at all, and that's fine. But yeah, inside, not outside. I mean, he does not have that skill that I've ever seen of you.
No.
So he's an inside. He could well be an inside back on a 3-4. Could be.
Tony in Frankfurt, welcome to WSCR.
Hey Dan, Terry. I was watching Kevin Durant close out that game the other night, and he had that look in his eye after hitting that shot, and it kind of reminded me of what you guys always talked about with MJ, with that pathological motivation to just be the baddest on the court at all times. Is there anyone you see with a little bit in them right now?
A little bit of it?
Well, I mean, I would say LeBron James, but he doesn't really have that motivation to...
Well, he does. It just manifests itself very differently. Okay. But he's just his game is different.
He doesn't want to kill everyone all the time.
He does. It just, the way he does it is by
maybe with a pass instead of
by distributing. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's not by going to the basket every time. The closest thing to that is somebody who's no longer at the peak of his powers, who we'll be talking about in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure I've got no anybody's got that exact killer, because you're talking about a really unique dude. You're talking about something the likes of which we might not ever see again in terms of that part of it. I mean, I know who you're going to talk about, and that's pretty damn close. But Durant, I think they wish he would be that way, but you know, they sort of struggled even with him back. They finally got above 500 the other night, but I'm not, you know, and I love the play with Gortat. That's where it all started.
I know you did.
Oh, you know I did. But I'm happy when he takes that shot. I'm not sure he wants to kill you. I think he wants to win. I'm not sure he wants to kill you. Michael wanted to kill you.
West Side Mike. We sometimes want to kill him. He's on the score.
Hey, fellas. Let me say this. Roger Goodell, you better be listening to the number one radio station in Chicago, the score. For furthermore, this is where you get the best information. You got a quarterback that's hot garbage over in England, and that coach, you're supposed to respect the shield. That's what you said. Respect that man for a year and give that boy a 3-year suspension. I don't give a damn years ago, then boy. They is a cheater, hot garbage. Roger Goodell, I'm telling you, this is the number one show. Listen to us. Chicago, do not play. Suspend them, and then we'll believe in you. Right now, you got a hot cock quarterback and a coach that's cheating every time he plays. Again, I can't stand them. All them dudes could do is die. Have a good one, fellas.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves return to Allstate Arena January 31st against division rival Rockford. The White Sox added first baseman Adam LaRoche, starter Jeff Samardzija, and pitcher Zach Duke, closer David Robertson as well, and then manager Robin Ventura was ecstatic with the next unexpected move.
From there, I kind of figured that might be it. And, you know, fortunately, our fans responded with season tickets, and I think the excitement of that allowed us to be able to go out and get Cabrera, because I left the winter meetings thinking, okay, we're done. And then, you know, Rick gives me a phone call about being able to pick up a Melky.
Ventura also said he wouldn't be surprised if there's more to come. Melky Cabrera, he was speaking of. And that full interview can be heard at mullyandhanley.com. Sox Fest is 30 minutes from its opening ceremonies. We will broadcast throughout the weekend from Sox Fest, including tonight with Lawrence Holmes. And at 4 o'clock, we're going to hear General Manager Rick Hahn's expectations for his rookie left-hand starter Carlos Rodon. Cubs avoid arbitration with Dexter Fowler. Fowler will make $9.5 million this year. Deflategate finally received public notice today by the NFL. In a statement, the NFL said there's an ongoing investigation of the Patriots, and the NFL will make any new information public when it becomes available. The Bulls shut down the reigning champs last night, but they have their work cut out for them tonight in Dallas. The Mavericks are second in scoring at 108 points a game behind the Warriors. The Bulls will see the Warriors on Tuesday. Tonight, the tip is at 7. Jonathan Toews is going to handpick his All-Star squad tonight from Columbus. The NHL All-Star festivities are this weekend. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. Blackhawks coverage on the score is being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the home for Bears fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Anheuser-Busch
be good.
I don't think that the second half has to be a death march.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
We talked a lot of football, as you can imagine, talking about the story of the day, reading the NFL statement, trying to sort through it. Also mentioned the Bulls' victory over the Spurs last night, working hard to take some of the pressure off, and it is indeed off for now.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And what else?
I think just discussing outrage. That's gonna help what our outrage is. You know, oh man, did I get pasted last night? The Indiana, by the way, both of us kind of figured we heard the stuff that was going on in Indiana. My buddy heard the same thing that was going on in Indiana, all kinds of trouble with Tom Crean. And I don't think either one of us would be sad about that if there were trouble with Tom Crean. But they beat my Maryland team last night, kicked the crap out of them in the second half. They're 15-4 and 5-1. See, I could be missing my guess here. But that doesn't sound to me like they're in any trouble, does it?
No, it does not.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, Maryland, my Terrapins, now 5-2 in the Big Ten and plenty of tough games ahead, played really poorly in the second half. But yeah, Indiana, I thought it was an important game for Maryland because they'd taken care of business the last couple weeks when they had played much better. And then this Indiana team, that was supposed, all of a sudden they're not.
Kobe Bryant has a torn rotator cuff, and they're going to make a decision on Monday about what he's going to do. And he's been working his ass off for a terrible basketball team. And to that previous caller about the guy who still goes out there to try to kill you, I think that's the closest thing that basketball had. And it's really amazing when you look at the full list of what he's come back from, where he had the fracture to the tibial plateau.
He did.
He had the dislocated finger. He had the torn Achilles tendon. Mm-hmm. And then even the other night, after he hurts his shoulder or tears it fully, it had been hurting before, and I think it finally just kind of went, that he kept playing left-handed, and he wouldn't leave the game. And this is like watching a nature show about one of the species of sharks. I think it's the mackerel sharks, the great white and the mako, that have to keep swimming or they die. And that's what he's doing here. He is valiant in his reluctance to even acknowledge his own basketball mortality, and he is raging against the dying of the light, and I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to come back from this.
You know, I don't know about that. All right, so anyway, I always get my NASCAR moment in. And one of the best drivers in NASCAR history, Jeff Gordon, says this next year will be his last full year. And then he's not saying he won't ever race again. And I think he probably will race again here and there. But it says taking a toll on him. And I probably agree, even though the safety is a lot better and a lot of things have changed in NASCAR. But you're looking here. You're looking here. And when you think about the history of the sport, and I go way back to my guy Fireball Roberts and Junior Johnson, when you look at this guy here, you are looking at one of the greatest NASCAR drivers of all time, 4 titles, and was in it this year right until the end, got bumped out of it at the end. But, I mean, for a guy his age to continue to compete at a high level, but he just says he's aching pains and too many things going on in his life and so forth, and going to quit, but not quit totally. Sort of like Kobe, you're going to quit. But not really quitting totally. I'm not sure I'm going to quit totally.
Isn't that hard to do, though? Isn't it hard to just sort of pick a race and then come back and have it?
Yeah, it is. It is. Because it's like anything else. You got to continue to do it. Although, wouldn't you think after all these years he's done it, he could probably get in and do that? He knows the tracks.
I know you can.
Well, I don't know this track.
But still, just to have your quick twitch, to have everything you need to be able to just hop in a car and go.
Yeah, I guess, I'm not sure he wants to race again. Some say he wants to race again here and there, again. But, or is he just covering himself in case he decides someday, unelected, he wants to come back and do it. I'm just for a race. Because if you say never and then you come back, then you know what you get, right?
I think we predicted this initially, but this whole the Jeremy Stevens Hope Solo thing is, you talk about a toxic relationship of troubled people. She's suspended now from the U.S. women's national team because her husband was driving her drunk in the national team's van.
In the morning.
Correct.
In the morning.
Suspended from the team for 30 days. And with his history, with her violent history, I will say it again. It's a matter of time. You hope somebody doesn't get killed.
Yeah.
But this is not going to end well.
I don't think
it's not
going
to end well for either of
that
them.
That day drinking thing.
And it's not going to end well for other people. They, individually, each has a problem. And together, those problems multiply. And you hope they don't hurt anybody else.
That second half, we do it every damn day. We always ask you what you think of this or other things we discussed at 312-644-6767. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Dick Poop. Dick Pope.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Chicago's Big Ten team, as the Cats take on Purdue on January 31st. Limited tickets remain to
grab my Speedway coffee.
If I'm feeling a little bit more English toffee cappuccino, I can add a little bit more. If I'm needing a little bit more of a kick in the morning, I can go with more of the house blend.
Nobody makes your perfect cup of coffee quite like you do. And now at Speedway, try our premium dark roast, just 99 cents.
The convenience store.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Tonight.
The prince is coming! The prince is coming!
Sons of Liberty, history's new scripted drama.
Hand over the traitor Samuel Adams and John Hancock.
The untold story of a group of rebels.
These are our streets!
Who brought an empire to its knees.
These people are asking for a war. We're going to give them one.
Let's show them what we're made of.
Fire!
A three-night special event, Sons of Liberty.
I want to see you
premieres tonight at 9, 8 central on History.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Grammy goes to
music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
It's music.
Music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to
not sunken yet.
And radio.com and People Magazine want to send you to see your favorite artist take the stage. Win tickets to the Grammys. Round trip airfare for two to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstakes. The 57th Annual Grammy Awards. February 8th, only CBS.
300. Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Bulls bounce back. Derek has said we're not competing. They've lost six of the previous eight. They're now 28-16 in a virtual tie for third with Toronto.
I still think when this Bull team is healthy, they're the class of the Eastern Conference. They got to get Noah back. They got to get Dunleavy. But they're the team to beat in the Eastern Conference, in my opinion.
That's all courtesy of TNT. We'll see what we see. It'll be fun. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Even though I bet the Bulls, I'm not sure anymore. Like I was pretty sure when they made the bet. I'm not as sure now.
You're talking about outrage, and Chesty Puller has a thought. He says, this idea of any sort of context-needed outrage is absolute lunacy. The second you need to put yourself in a subset of the general populace in order to express yourself emotionally, you're already treading into the wilderness of the crazy. And when the emotion you need to express is outrage, it's safe to assume you're probably the guy trolling website comment boards or calling the grobber at 3 a.m. Real outrage was something that made sense to feel when the 9/11 attacks happened, not when you learned that Tom Brady threw a slightly deflated ball through the air.
Yes, that's the point.
If Deflategate bothers you, I'm betting you were also a guy outraged when it was announced Ben Affleck would be Batman. Or when Ricky Renteria was fired by the Cubs for Joe Madden. Or when your local Denny's ran out of blueberry syrup and you still had pancakes to eat. How about keeping some perspective and remembering that the point of sports is that it is entertainment and a distraction and something you're supposed to be able to walk away from and go back to the drama of the real world, not the other way around. Yeah, that's true. And obviously one thing on this show, we get outraged about little things all the time, and we can spend time on the air here yelling at people and screaming at people, but that's the whole point, is that's all part of the fact that it's not real life. It is just silly stuff that's helping somebody enjoy a drive home.
I mean, I understand that sports has come a long way in terms of everything they do, the money they make and everything about it, but it's still basically what it's always been, and I just was never the one to be outraged by this, that, or the other, and particularly not in this case. I mean, the stuff I see is just crazy.
I can't do it. I know there are people who can get, so you have their hot take, exactly, work themselves up into something and express that, and I can't, open a laptop and have that kind of feeling for something.
No,
like that.
I can't. No, I can't. And I never did. It's not outrage. You got to think about what you're doing and who you're doing it for. Perspective. I mean, you're sort of counted on, in my opinion, for some sort of perspective, not stupidity. You can get stupidity anywhere. You can call a friend and get stupidity, but perspective. That's all. I think we've done a good job of that over the years.
Try to. I guess, while we're being silly about things at times, too.
Yes,
And can I take a premature victory lap on something that's made me really very, very happy? Remember what I said before about the Johnny Depp movie Mordecai?
Oh, I read the reviews today.
Looking absolutely...
Oh, Lord.
I mean, just,
Lord.
Those outraged me. Those made me incredibly angry because of something that looked that cute and self-satisfied and just... a miscalculated tone of a movie that looked so ungodly horrendous.
You were correct.
And with all of the sponsored Twitter posts and everything else about these twee little jokes, it's just so many things rubbed me wrong. And again, it's Johnny Depp playing some sort of weird cartoon character instead of a person. I'm looking at a sampling of these reviews.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, my great. God.
Anybody who liked it?
I haven't seen it yet.
I didn't either.
That this looks like a dead-on-arrival, complete screw-up of a movie.
Well,
I'm
so
happy about that. I'm so happy about that. I just am.
On Mars or somewhere when he's doing these things. I know he's got enough money so he doesn't have to worry about it. You know, I know he did. And I know he bought his island and everything else. I understand that. But And if you have the money, I guess that's what you can do. You can just pick a juice. But I mean, I don't think Tonto was a great idea. I don't think this is a great idea. There's a whole lot of stuff he's done. I'm like, not a great idea. I mean, if it's so, yeah, I don't know what he's trying to do.
I'm just so glad it's bad.
No, yeah, the reviews are funny though. Funny. I mean, I had, you know, until you mentioned, I'd never really thought about it, never heard much about it.
Sometimes you get one of these, you hope is bad, and it's just not.
And yeah, that's correct.
But
that's DOA.
I think I nailed this.
Hey, we
one.
Just watched the trailer.
Why?
You show that movie some respect, mister.
No.
It's got Johnny Depp in it. Yeah. It's got the guy who was Obi-Wan Kenobi in the early Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Ewan McGregor?
Yeah. Ewan McGregor. That's
yeah,
it.
There you go, yeah.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
And Ewan McGregor.
You Mickey show Rooney's it some respect. It?
And they got that. Are those the real accents? Is that how they really talk?
I hope not.
Well, I mean, where are they from, those two guys? No idea.
Well, Ewan McGregor is Scottish?
Okay, maybe that's his real accent then. Is Johnny Depp, I'm sure there's a Johnny Depp movie or two that I would have enjoyed or have enjoyed. But generally, I avoid Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, he's very overrated. You know, maybe when he first did the Pirates and it was a fresh sort of thing, it was fun. But since then, yeah, I think it's very difficult to find something that you say, man, that's a fresh film and
well,
I liked it.
I liked him in Donnie Brasco was a very good film.
Okay, that's
Blow
was a very good film. And that might be the extent of it as far as what I like of Johnny Depp.
That's a pretty short list.
Mm-hmm.
It is a short list for a guy with as much money and recognition in films as he's made.
Oh, he's huge.
Because he could have stopped.
He could have, yeah.
He did. He kind of stopped.
No, he didn't. He still makes movies all the time. Oh, stopped caring. Okay.
Right. He stopped taking roles where he plays human beings.
Right. He, yeah.
I don't know what it was about watching that trailer and seeing it. And we saw it in a theater. I think when we went to see Night at the Museum, they ran a long trailer for it. And I'm just thinking, I turned to my wife and I said, oh, my God, what are they doing?
Well, because you have a sense of humor, and that's not funny. That trailer is not funny.
Correct.
So that's probably why it turned you off. That trailer failed to do its job.
But think about the pitch, though. Like, whatever the pitch
was. What was the pitch?
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of how the movie got made. Oh, we got Gwyneth Paltrow. We got Johnny Depp. It's going to be all about this mustache, and he's going to try to channel old Peter Sellers' British comedies of the 60s. This will work.
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow? I don't think I made it that far in the trailer. She's one of those, you know, she's like a hit or miss for me.
A miss.
Sometimes real good, sometimes not so much. Like Cameron Diaz. Same thing with her.
Yeah.
Better younger.
Well, aren't they all?
Well, I guess.
Well, actually, not Jennifer Lopez.
Or men.
You're going to see that, aren't you?
What?
The Jennifer Lopez movie?
Oh, my. Well, I won't go to the theater to see it.
Did you read Michael Phillips' review of that?
No, I don't care. Oh, my God, he could say negative 10 stars. I'm going to see it at home one night alone.
But that's part of it. He says it's actually so bad it's good. Like, it's campy bad.
Oh, really? Like Rick Camp?
He's also in it.
I'm trying to do a good movie.
Showing off his fabulous arts.
Ben pulls out a barbecue sandwich from his pocket.
there's a line in there where it says, it looks like every time that J-Lo is on camera, it looks like somebody immediately reapplied lip gloss right before they started filming. It's like, it's ridiculously lip glossy. I guess she's got that in her contract.
Whatever, whatever she wants.
She's so gross.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is, though. See, you can
get out of here.
You can watch that kind of stuff from home.
That's exactly.
Wait for it and enjoy. You don't care.
Well, that's the great thing about it, Sarah, is that movies, they go from the theater to your home sometimes at the same time, and sometimes like within a month.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go to the movies anymore, which is great.
And if I want to see the hot neighbor next door, I'll wait.
Just look out your window.
Yeah, well.
Pervert.
I don't think so. I know.
No?
No. Oh, Lord. Unless you're like a wildebeest.
Well,
some men do.
Some men do.
Some men don't.
I'll wait. I too will volunteer myself for that J-Lo movie when it's 5
Oh,
minutes.
Yeah, I'll see it when it's
I will volunteer
at home
myself
one
for
night.
That. Yep. Alone. I like the hot man next door. That I can't stay away from.
You know, I did, I'll admit it. For the show, I was the guy on the show that watched the one Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann movie. The Other Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Where the guy, who is that guy, the actor in it? He's in a, who is that guy? Gosh darn it. What was he in? But the husband, and he's cheating on Leslie Mann with Cameron Diaz and the model with the huge boobs.
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton, yeah. And when she gets to the part, when she gives her first line, oh, my God.
She can't act.
Oh, she can't talk.
What did she tie her hands for?
Thank God she doesn't have to.
Goodness.
Yeah, those commercials in the football games, there have been a lot of interesting conversations where, you know, I'm watching with my son, and there's Kate Upton. And he looks at me, and he just said, "Dad?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I have a question." I said, "Okay, sure. Are Kate Upton's boobs real, or are they plastic?" I said,
"Knowing you, you did a whole explanation that they aren't plastic." And
no, I said, "You know, I said we can never be sure." But I said, "If I think I'm a pretty good judge,
those are real."
I said, "I'm 99% sure that those are absolutely real."
Yeah, no, they are.
And it's low hanging fruit there.
Yeah. And there's this long pause, and
we hung out. They're real.
And they're not stuffed coming out of the top, right, man. They're the
That's the real kind.
Hanging and swinging. They're not the.
And there's this long pause, and he kind of says, "Well, that's very impressive, then."
Wow.
I said, "Yes, it is."
Is this your 10-year-old son?
Yeah. Yeah. He kind of considered what he was going to say, and he said, "That's very impressive, then."
Yeah, she's definitely going to trip over those, though, she gets older.
Oh, gravity will not be kind.
Real bad, yeah.
Gravity will not be kind. That's one where...
real bad.
Could you imagine jogging or yogging? I mean, what that's got to be like? I mean, or I mean, you get
no, back. I can't imagine actually. I mean, just in general. Trying, yeah, really, I can't. Thanks for asking, though.
And the back problems? Like, it's got to be hard on your lower back.
Yeah, I bet you she has a weak back.
Oh, yeah, how long she's had it?
About a week back.
No, but 4 weeks actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're the Boris and Bernstein show.
By the way, she's still
as if you couldn't tell.
What are you mad about? Throwing the log? Really?
I threw the log in disgust.
That made you throw, of all the things said, all the bad jokes?
What, the un-jokes? And right, you decided that now it's time to... I'm outraged!
I've had enough today.
Comedy outrage from Chris Tannehill.
He's outraged by everything.
Yeah.
All right,
stop.
We'll take a break and think about Kate Upton. You got Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Henley.
Tom Brady was going to cry.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to cry. I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to cry. Is he going to cry? Tom, what's it like being a cheater? Oh, don't go there.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago's sports morning show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio AdSense, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to NewYearSweepstakes.com to enter today. That's NewYearSweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day. And now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real